The following guided meditation was given at Common Ground Meditation Center in Minneapolis, Minnesota.
Take in your time. Explore what feels like a composed, upright posture, a way of being in the moment, a way of inhabiting the body that feels like it has a lot of integrity, is in alignment with the values we hold dear, like the value of clarity, the value of release or non-struggle, non-hate. So in other words, whatever we've learned from life over these years, how might those values express themselves now as we sit in a relatively still and relaxed way, as we practice turning toward the experience of the body and the mind, turning toward our life as it is. And it's not so much that distractedness or other patterns of reactivity, it's not so much that that's bad, but the mind, or the wisdom rather in the mind, sees it as unproductive, not really leading anywhere useful. To proliferate about this or to worry about that, to one more time engage in judging or comparing, analyzing things that don't need ultimately to be analyzed, picking up problems that aren't actually relevant or important. And one thing we can turn the heart toward over and over again, because it has value, is we can turn the heart toward the experience of contentedness. Just holding this as an open question. Is there a joy in letting go? A joy that's available? A joy of being content with the way it is in the body and mind now? In Zen, they sometimes call the opposite the wayward seeking mind. The mind that's always looking for something, trying to become somebody, trying to get rid of something, or trying to have a nice experience. Sometimes very obvious, sometimes more subtle. It's characterized by a kind of restlessness, never being satisfied. And this is the more subtle meaning of dukkha, never being satisfied. So as we're sitting, see if you can directly, immediately, in your own experience, uncover and even rest in a kind of contentedness with what is, the way it is. So we're not looking for particular circumstances or particular conditions to be content with, but going directly to contentedness, no matter the particular sensations in the body or the particular qualities of the mind, but to be content to be okay, to actually feel the happiness of not needing things to be different. And of course, if you notice subtle or not so subtle qualities of discontentment or struggling or resisting, it might be possible to include that experience, to be okay, even content that the mind is struggling or the mind is restless in the way that it's restless. Can the mind be content that it feels like this now, that it is like this now? The interesting thing we find is real contentedness arises only when the mind is present, clearly aware, intimate. We can't be content with something the mind isn't connected with. Is it possible to find an actual ease here and now with the experience of the body, experience of the mind as it is? Can the mind, can this heart be content and ease, at ease with the conditions as they are now? Let this be an open question, an open contemplation. Can this heart, can this mind be at ease with these conditions? course, this isn't a question of whether we deserve to be content or whether it's fair for us to be experiencing contentedness. It's just a question of whether in this moment, for just a moment, the heart is willing to put down habits of struggling, put down this ancient restlessness, and to realize in a very straightforward way that it's possible for the heart to be at ease, for the heart to be content with the way it is. For just a moment, one moment at a time. If it can do it in one moment, then perhaps it can do it in the next moment. And then we forget, and the habits of struggling, the habits of discontentedness reemerge. We get swept away for a while. And then we remember again, is it possible for the heart to be at ease with these conditions, with the way it is in the body and mind? And we just contemplate, we explore that possibility, not to need the conditions to be different. Remember that real ease, real contentedness, real peace arrives only moment to moment. It's not enough to be at ease in one moment. There's always the next moment to be at ease. Because the habit to struggle will, of course, reemerge. So we have to remember moment by moment the possibility of contentment. And you probably understand that the roots of all violence, all exploitation, oppression, sexual misconduct, all the bad stuff arises because there's discontentment in our heart, and the mind doesn't understand it, doesn't relate to it with wisdom. We get swept away by our misunderstanding of discontentment in the heart. And that's what leads to all the unskillful actions in the world, all the messiness. So this is how we heal the world and heal our heart, by sitting down in a relatively safe place and contemplating the possibility of contentment and noticing in a relaxed and interested way when discontentment arises and expresses itself. Get interested. Perhaps I can relate to the discontentment with a sense of ease and trust and contentedness. You might have learned now that there's no way to experience the joy of letting go, the happiness of contentment, and at the same time wanting something to happen, trying to make something happen. So when you notice the pain, the unhappiness of struggling, of resisting, then see if you can, if the heart can open to that, include that, be content with that, understanding that everything comes and goes. Everything comes and goes lawfully, conditionally. It's not a mistake, whatever it is that is being felt. And the final point here with the practice, the contemplation of contentment, is not to mistake this practice of contentment, this contemplation, for a lifelong strategy. It's actually really useful if we want to respond strongly in the world, want to show up in a fearless, beautifully engaged way. We need to be able to over and over again rediscover the reality of contentment and ease so that our wholehearted response or fearless engagement isn't neurotic. It isn't, we're not engaging, doing because we're unable to be at ease. We are able to be at ease, and so we engage, we respond because we care, because we want to contribute something beautiful and good. Not because we're unable to connect and open and be content, be okay with the reality as it actually is now.